So let's do it. But let me just prove to you even further, and this I'm going to close the Bible now and just give you one final closing thought here. I want to further support what I said, if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. You know, I love math, and I've got a little mathematical equation here to expound to you tonight. And you probably know what exponents are. You know, you heard of exponents, you know, whatever. You may not know what they are, but that's fine. Well, I'm going to talk to you about exponents right now. And here's the thing. Let's pretend tonight that I'm the only saved person in the entire world. Now, obviously, that's ridiculous because, you know, how many people are saved? There's millions of people that are saved in this world, right? Amen. Nobody knows the exact number.
Right.
We know that it's the minority because the Bible says broad's the way that leads to destruction.
Right.
We know the majority's on their way to hell tonight.
That's right.
But let's just pretend tonight. And in fact, forget me. Let's make it past 3 minutes. Let's pretend that he's the only saved person tonight. Okay?
Amen.
Nobody in the whole world saved except him. Okay. Let's say he just gets one person saved this year in 2011. Is that a crazy goal or anything?
No.
That's pretty reasonable, right? Just like the whole year, he just gets one person saved.
Amen.
Okay? Then how many people are going to be saved at the end of the year? Wait a minute. 1 plus 1 is not 1. 1 plus 1 is 2. Okay. Wait, exponents. I need to get a little more basic. So, hey, at the end of the year, there's going to be 2. Because we start with 1. Okay. Man, I don't know. This is going to take longer than I thought. The pizza's getting cold. But anyway, you know, there's 1. So at the end of the year, how many are there?
Two.
Okay, now we got 2. Now, boy, this is a really thriving church. 2 members. Do you think anybody's really impressed? You think the other pastors in Sacramento are probably thinking, wow, I need to learn some tips. 2. You know, okay. 2's not that impressive, is it, after a year of labor? But let's say, you know what, we're just doing a humble, he's setting the bar low, you know, aim low. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, for those of you in the Air Force.
Yeah, come
on. Anyway, the bottom line is here, you'd have 2. Well, guess what? What if he could just train that guy to be like him?
That's right. Come on.
What if he could just say, be like me.
Yeah.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Come on.
Come soul winning with me. I'll show you the ropes.
That's good.
Okay. And let's say they each go out and get one person saved next year.
Yeah.
How many people are going to be saved at the end of next year? 4. Okay, I'm going to keep looking at you. You have the right answer. 4. So we start with 1. Then you got somebody saved. Now there's 2.
That's good.
Well, then they each got somebody saved. Now there's 4. So at the end of 2 years, only 4. At the end of 3 years, it's going to be
8.
You know, if they could just get, if every believer, if every saint, if every born-again child of God would just get one person saved a year. A year.
Come on.
Okay, after 3 years, you're going to have 8. You know, then the next year, you're going to have 16. The next year, you're going to have 32. And you say, oh man, we're 5 years into it, and 32 people. Wow, you're a failure. You're a failure. But wait a minute, is he a failure? Let's keep seeing. The 6th year, he's going to have 64.
Come on.
Okay, and we're going to keep doubling like that. Even if just every believer, and we only start with 1 believer. 1 believer just gets 1 person saved per year. Okay, at the end of 10 years, though, because we're going to go from 64, 128, 256. Now it's a pretty good-sized church. 256?
Yeah.
512? 1,024 in 10 years of just getting 1 person saved the whole year. Okay? So, after 10 years, he's got 100. Now in the world, there's 1,024 people saved. We only start with 1. Okay? Well, let's continue that for the next 10 years. And we go from 1,024. Hey, next year, there's 2,048. But this is a fast-growing church now. And not only that, we're not just packing it with a bunch of bodies. These are bona fide soul winners.
Amen.
These are guys that have been trained to be like him and to be a legitimate, bona fide soul winner. So this is a church of laborers, okay? 2,048. 4,096. It keeps doubling. After 20 years, his church would have 1,048,576 people in it. You didn't think so, did you, when it was going like 2, 4, 8, 16? Did you know that 20 years later he would have a million? You know, he's out of the house at that point.
Amen.
He's got a building at that point. Okay. So 1,048,576 people. And remember, we always start with one. How many people are really saved in the world? Millions. We're talking about one man with a vision. Okay? And you know, 20 years there'd be 1,048,576 people saved. And in 30 years, there'd be 1 billion. You know, if you just keep doubling. 1,073,741,824. And in 33 years, every person in the whole world would be saved. Now, we know that's never going to happen. But you know why it's never going to happen?
Yep.
Because every believer doesn't win one person the Lord per year.
Amen.
I mean, isn't that, you know, I'm not up here with voodoo math tonight. I'm not making stuff up here. Anybody who knows math tonight knows that what I'm saying is true. And what I'm preaching unto you tonight is the proof that if we don't do it, it's not going to get done.
Right.
It's the proof. Yep. This tells me that Christians are not getting hardly anybody saved in their whole lifetime. Because even if they would just get one person saved a year, okay, let's say that we're starting with millions in 10 years, the whole world will be saved. You know, starting with the millions of saved. If we could just get every saved person tonight, just get somebody saved. And of course we know that salvation's a personal choice. You're never going to get everybody saved. And you know what? People have to believe on Jesus Christ. But you know what? I'm not saying tonight that my vision is for every person in the Sacramento area to be saved tonight. Because I know that's impossible. Because you know what? Nobody can make that choice for you. You know, but my vision tonight and the vision of Verity Baptist Church is that every person in Sacramento would be given the choice tonight. And to hear a clear presentation of the gospel preached in the power of the Holy Spirit by man, woman, boy, or girl, somebody would give them a clear presentation of the gospel. Because you know what? It breaks my heart tonight that people are going to hell. But you know what breaks my heart more? Is that there are people who are going to hell who would get saved if they would hear the gospel. Yeah, and you know, that's a fact.
That's right.
There are people out there who would get saved if somebody would preach them the gospel. Mm-hmm. If somebody would go. If somebody would do the work. That breaks my heart even more. Because it's one thing if somebody hears the gospel over and over again, and Verity Baptist just keeps knocking their door over and over again to where they get a sign that says, you know, no more Verity, we're not interested. You know, it'd be one thing if somebody just given them the guy, and then they go to work, and their buddy at work, you know, pulls the Bible out of the lunchbox, and gives them the gospel, you know, and then they're hearing it here, and they're hearing it from there, and they're hearing it again and again, and they reject it, and they reject it, and they reject it, and they reject it, and they go down. You know, that's sad, but it's not nearly as sad as the person's never even heard the gospel.
Yeah, that's good.
That's right.
Because nobody loved them, and nobody cared. And you say, oh, I go to this other church a lot more loving because the pastor's so sweet to me. And he writes me a little note, puts a little smiley face. He's really a loving guy. And he doesn't raise his voice. He doesn't scream and yell. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the love of Christ constrains us to preach the gospel to every creature. This is love, that we walk after His commandments. And the greatest commandment that He left, the Great Commission, was when He said, go preach to the world.
Yeah, come on.
Good, sir.
Go preach the gospel to every creature tonight, not just your buddy at work. And I want you to preach to your buddy at work.
Amen.
But you know what? Everybody doesn't work at your work. You got to go out into the highways and hedges.
That's right.
And knock every door. That's the only way you're going to do it, Brother Jimenez. That's the only way you're going to get to everybody, is to knock every door. And then knock it again because they weren't home the first time.
That's right, amen. Yeah. Praise God.
And then knock it the third time.
Yeah.
And you say it's impossible. You say it's a pipe dream. You say, this little church, you got to be kidding. You know, these 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Yeah, come on.
This little church, you know, meeting in a house.
Woo!
You're a joke. Let me tell you something. Yeah. It's going to get done.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, 70 people could get this done in just a few years.
Amen.
70 people.
Praise the Lord.
Who would be laborers. Our church is not big. I'm not going to get up here and lie to you. You know, on Sunday morning, we had 68 people in our morning service in Phoenix, Arizona. And you know what? Our church has a revolving door in the front because we have tons of visitors there. We knock so many doors, and we have tons of visitors because we're out knocking so many doors and winning souls. And we're out, you know, we're out there bringing people in. But you know what? People can't take this kind of preaching anymore because they're so watered down.
Right.
Come on. And they're so perverted by the television and everything else. And so you can't take it. So we have like a revolving door. You know, our church isn't huge. We have 68 people in our church. But you know, our church has knocked the doors, okay, of about 20% of our map that's like this.
Amen.
In 5 years. And our map's double the size because Phoenix is double the size of Sacramento. We've done 20% in 5 years. That means that, you know, a small group that's really out there working. And, you know, I thank God for my guys that are here tonight. Yeah, put up your hand here from Faithful Word Baptist Church. Hey, these guys were out knocking the doors in Sacramento today. Yeah. And these guys are the laborers. They're the workers. They're here tonight because they have a vision tonight. And I hope you have a vision tonight. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, dear God, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for the ability to go out and preach the gospel. Even if we're not talented or a good speaker, thank you that you can use any. Who is Paul? Who is Steve Anders? Anybody, dear God, that'll yield themselves unto you as a laborer. I know that you can use them, and so I pray that every person here tonight, not just a few certain people, but every person here tonight would apply this message to themselves. And to get a vision. And as their eyes are closed right now, they see nothing. But God, let them see the gospel going out to every creature, dear God, in a vision tonight. And in Jesus' name we ask these blessings. Amen.